Last week, KUMD played a repeat of a program I'd done in 2011 about the golden-winged warbler and how rapidly the species has declined. For 40 years, the population declined an average of 2.8% per year, according to Breeding Bird Survey data, a rate that was accelerating then and appears to be just as bad today, 9 years later. This kind of dramatic decline is exactly the kind of situation the Endangered Species Act was supposed to help reverse before it reaches a critical point of no return. The golden-winged warbler is considered a species of management concern in the United States, which doesn't give it anywhere near the level of protection that being listed as endangered or threatened would do. In 1972, Richard Nixon asked Congress to craft a law strengthening protections on endangered species. Congress responded with the Endangered Species Act of 1973, passed by the House with a 390-12 vote and unanimously by the Senate. The act begins with the finding that wildlife and plants in the United States are of aesthetic, ecological, educational, historical, recreational, and scientific value to the nation and its people, and must be preserved despite economic concerns. With overwhelming support, a lot of species were almost immediately listed for protection under the Act. But the Koch brothers and various chemical companies saw the Endangered Species Act, along with the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts, as a massive bull in a bullring, and they took on the role of picadors, poking here and slashing there to weaken the act, making it difficult both to list species, getting them protection under the law, and also to enforce the act by adding all kinds of loopholes. The Reagan and both Bush administrations took an active role supporting the picadors, too. Senior officials repeatedly dismissed the views of scientific advisors who said that species should be protected. We, of course, have had three Democratic administrations since the Endangered Species Act was passed, too. Protecting the environment, including endangered species, has been part of that party's platform for many decades. But Carter was the only president with real experience and knowledge about the natural world, and those powerful corporate and political forces managed to limit his effectiveness. Clinton and Obama may have meant well, but they don't have any kind of background at all in natural history or ecology. I doubt if either would recognize a golden-winged warbler if it wore a name tag and landed on their head. Last year, I saw a handful of golden-winged warblers. In Maine, I saw and photographed an incredibly lovely backcross individual. One of his parents must have been a hybrid between blue-winged and golden-winged warblers, and the other a pure golden-wing. I was ambivalent about it, thrilled with how gorgeous the little bird was and with my photos, but I was profoundly sad that blue-winged warblers are now reaching even the northern reaches of the Golden Wings range. I woke up on May 18, 2015, to a blue-winged warbler singing out my own bedroom window. As thrilled as I was to bulk up my yard list, having one here in St. Louis County seemed genuinely ominous. That gorgeous blue-winged warbler couldn't help that climate change and losses of the habitat that golden wings need were helping its own species at the expense of golden wings, so I could hardly blame the bird. But I sure felt that ambivalence that is becoming a bigger and bigger element in my birding. I wish we could go back to a simpler time when the national mood was powerfully focused on protecting all wildlife species, when the powers that hated the Endangered Species Act were themselves seen for the bull they spew, rather than cheered on for slashing and picking at the act before the final matador comes in for the kill. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.